মুর্শিদি ওয়া মাওলাই কুররাতু আইনি ওয়া সামারাতু ফুয়াদি হযরত আলা করা সিদামাত বারাকাতুহুনা মুরাদ বারাকাতুহুম কি আশার জো জানদার ও শানদার ও মজাদার হয় উনওয়ান ইয়া হয় জো বান্দা তেরা তাবে ফরমান রহেগা ইস উনওয়ান পর জো গায়রে হক পে কলব সে কুরবান রহেগা জো গায়রে হক পে কলব সে কুরবান রহেগা ইনসান কি সূরত মি ওয়া শয়তান রহেগা জো গায়রে হক পে কলব সে কুরবান রহেগা ইনসান কি সূরত মি ওয়া শয়তান রহেগা মুমকিন নাহি কে কলব মে ও চাইন পাসাকে মুমকিন নাহি কে কলব মে ও চাইন পাসাকে জব তক কে কোই আমিল ইসিয়ান রহেগা জব তক কে কোই আমিল ইসিয়ান রহেগা ফানি বুতু কে ইশক মে হোগা জুমতালা ফানি বুতো কে ইশক মে হোগা জুমতালা তা উম্র দোস্ত পরেশান রহেগা তা উম্র দোস্ত পরেশান রহেগা জো গায়রে হক পে কলব সে কুরবান রহেগা ইনসান কি সূরত মে ও শয়তান রহেগা ফানি বুতো কে ইশক মে হোগা জুমতালা তা উম্র দোস্ত পরেশান রহেগা ফানি বুতো সে সরফে নজর গর নাহি কিয়া ফানি বুতো সে সরফে নজর গর নাহি কিয়া দরিয়ায়ে কলব মি তেরে তুফান রহেগা দরিয়ায়ে কলব মি তেরে তুফান রহেগা দোনো জাহাঁ মে পায়েগা ও চাইন কি হায়াত দোনো জাহাঁ মে পায়েগা ও চাইন কি হায়াত জো বান্দা তেরা তাবে ফরমান রহেগা জো বান্দা তেরা তাবে ফরমান রহেগা জালিম আগর রাহে তু মেরি অঞ্জুমন সে দূর জালিম আগর রাহে তু মেরি অঞ্জুমন সে দূর আয় হুসন তেরা ইশক পে ইহসান রহেগা আয় হুসন তেরা ইশক পে ইহসান রহেগা সুনতা হু মায় আলম মে ইয়ে আখতার কি জুবান সে সুনতা হু মায় আলম মে ইয়ে আখতার কি জুবান সে আসুই কো করবে খাস বস হিরমান রহেগা আসুই কো করবে খাস বস হিরমান রহেগা হযরতুল্লাহ করাচি দামত বারাকাতুম কি এক খলিফা এই রাষ্ট্রম্বর কে হযরত মাওলানা মানসুল হক সাহেব উস দিন মুলাকাত কে লিয়ে গিয়া ফির উনকো মে আশার উনহি কে আশার উনকো সুনায়া উনকে আসাদা একরাম ভি ওয়াহ মৌজুদ থে বহুত খুশ হো গায় ও আশা দিয়া হাই হসনে হম ধনতে মাওলা কো হাই অর পাকে রাহিঙ্গে হম ধনতে মাওলা কো হাই অর পাকে রাহিঙ্গে মাওলা কে থে মাওলা কে হে মাওলা কে রাহিঙ্গে মাওলা কে থে মাওলা কে হে মাওলা কে রাহিঙ্গে হম ধনতে মাওলা কো হাই অর পাকে রাহিঙ্গে মাওলা কে থে মাওলা কে হে মাওলা কে রাহিঙ্গে ইস নফস কো লাইলা কি গোলামি সে বাঁচা কর ইস নফস কো লাইলা কি গোলামি সে বাঁচা কর মাওলা কা ফকত শায়েক সে বানুয়া কে রাহিঙ্গে মাওলা কা ফকত শায়েক সে বানুয়া কে রাহিঙ্গে লাইলা না রাহি আশেকে লাইলা না রাহিঙ্গে লাইলা না রাহি আশেকে লাইলা না রাহিঙ্গে লেকিন সদা আশেকে জো হাই মাওলা কে রাহিঙ্গে লেকিন সদা আশেকে জো হাই মাওলা কে রাহিঙ্গে লাইলা কে লিয়ে নফসনি কি দাস্ত নাওয়ার দি দাস্ত নাওয়ার দিকে মানা জঙ্গল জঙ্গল ফিরে না लैला के लिए नफ्सों ने की दाश्त नवर दी, अब हम दरे मौला पे इसे ला के रहेंगे, अब हम दरे मौला पे इसे ला के रहेंगे। मुर्शिद पे फिदा रहते हैं और इज़्ने खुदा से, मुर्शिद पे फिदा रहते हैं और इज़्ने खुदा से, वो हमको राहे रास्त पे अब ला के रहेंगे, वो हमको राहे रास्त पे अब ला के रहेंगे। रंगीन ये दुनिया के तू धोखा कहे सामा, रंगीन ये दुनिया के तू धोखा कहे सामा, जन्नत में अपन देखिए कब जाके रहेंगे, जन्नत में अपन देखिए कब जाके रहेंगे। जिन लोगों ने ख्वाहिश को खुदा मान लिया है, जिन लोगों ने ख्वाहिश को खुदा मान लिया है, वो लोग भला किस तरह मौला के रहेंगे, वो लोग भला किस तरह मौला के रहेंगे। गुदर्द मोहब्बत को समझना नहीं आसा, गुदर्द मोहब्बत को समझना नहीं आसा, लेकिन मेरे मुर्शिद इसे समझा के रहेंगे, लेकिन मेरे मुर्शिद इसे समझा के रहेंगे। नासिर जुरा है इश्क में बनती है हिजाबात, नासिर जुरा है इश्क में बनती है हिजाबात, हम ऐसी तमन्नाओं को ठुकरा के रहेंगे, हम ऐसी तमन्नाओं को ठुकरा के रहेंगे। हम धोनते मौला को है और पा के रहेंगे, मौला के थे मौला के हैं मौला के रहेंगे।
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Praise the Nizam of our beloved Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. And the title is Moj Gham Be Sahara Nahi Hai. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है। समंदर का साहिल, पहाड़ों का दामन, समंदर का साहिल, पहाड़ों का दामन, बेजुज आह के कुछ सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई सहारा नहीं है, सिवा तेरे कोई हमारा नहीं है। नहीं खत्म होती है मौजे मुसलसल, नहीं खत्म होती है मौजे मुसलसल, मेरे बहर गम का
کنارہ نہیں ہے سوائے تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوائے تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے کوئی کشتی غم کاہے نا خدا بھی کوئی کشتی غم کاہے نا خدا بھی میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے کوئی کشتی غم کاہے نا خدا بھی کوئی کشتی غم کاہے نا خدا بھی میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے سوائے تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوائے تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے سوائے تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوائے تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سوائے تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم This poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں موج is a wave غم my worry And what is the worry? Not to displease Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, not to commit any sin. And this worry of mine, be sahara nahi, is not without any support. Allah Ta'ala, I seek Allah's help that He saves me from every sin. I don't depend upon myself, I depend upon Allah Ta'ala, but that is my worry, my concern all the time, that I must not commit any sin. سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے Besides you, O Allah Ta'ala, there is no support for me. To end, the main concern, which is the two main teachings of Hazrat, the main concern a person must have, that he does not commit any sin. That is the main thing. So, in order to save oneself from sin, a person needs the support and help from Allah Ta'ala. And whose help you need, whose support, you must build a relationship with that one. So we have to have a contact, a ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, and then beg of Allah Ta'ala that He must support and help us that we do not commit any sin. سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے. Besides you, O Allah, nobody is ours. And we have got nobody, that is absolute fact. Only Allah is ours. But if we commit sin, then Allah also is not ours. Then we are completely lost in a sea, in a storm of the sea, and there is no support for us from any side whatsoever. Besides Allah, we have got no support. Nobody can support us besides Allah Ta'ala. And when we displease Allah and Allah is displeased with us, then we have got no support whatsoever. Siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. Samandar ka sahil, pahar ka daman. If I am there, I am at the shores of the seas and at the lap of the mountains. Very few places it is such where there is a mountain right close to the sea. Usually there is the beach and quite a distance, then mountains. But Allah, Hazrat is depicting a scene where the mountain is right at the sea. The end of the sea, that is the shore, and the foot of the mountain. And in such a place where they are right alone, far away from the world, from everyone, bajuz ah ke kuch sahara nahi hai. That besides an ah, and this ah is that which is joined to Allah Ta'ala. As Hadrat Damat Barakatum explains, in the very name of Allah. And that is how a person should make his zikr also. Take out the ha at the end, Allah. So Allah has joined the ah. When a person is in great pain, distress, worry, problems, then ah comes out. All is on his own. And who can help me? Who can support me? And his ah comes out. That ah of the banda, Allah Ta'ala has joined it with his own name. So Allah says, don't feel you are far from me. You are right with me. Your worry, your concern, your ah that has come out, I join it with my own name, Allah. And that is how a person should take the name of Allah Ta'ala. So where a person is far from the world, nobody, nothing there. But what is our support? Our connection with Allah. And when this ah comes out from the heart, that is that connection with Allah. And when a person has got Allah's connection, he has got everything. Otherwise, he can be right in the city with millions of people. But if he hasn't got connection with Allah, he will even commit suicide right in the middle of the city, right amongst all people also. And he can be right in the jungles, right in the seas. But if he's got connection with Allah, he feels he's secured. He feels comfortable and at ease and with peace. Nahi khatm hoti hai mauje musalsal. And yeah, at the shores of the sea, I see that the waves of the sea never come to an end. All the time. We go away from there, it doesn't mean those waves have come to an end. They still carry on all the time. Meri behre gham ka kinara nahi. Just as those waves never come to an end, my concern and worry that I must not commit a sin, and my love for Allah Ta'ala also knows no shores. It doesn't reach the shore. All the time I'm drowned, I'm immersed in the love of Allah and in this concern that I must not commit any sin. Koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi. There is a boat, a ship, and it is a boat of worry. Worry of that I must not commit any sin. And also a boat of the love of Allah Ta'ala. But that boat is not without a pilot, without somebody guiding that boat. There is somebody guiding it also. That is my love of Allah and this worry that I've got. I'm not just on my own. My Allah is with me and He guides me. Meri mauj gham be sahara nahi. This worry of mine that I must not commit a sin. It's not that I'm left to myself, but I've got a support. Allah is there to help me. La hawla am ma'siyati Allah. Nobody can turn away from any sin illa billah. Only but by the help of Allah Ta'ala. That is the meaning of La Hawla when we read La Hawla, and what is meant in there, Amma Asiyatillah. There is no turning away from any sin illa billah, but by the help of Allah. Wala quwwata ala ta'atillah. And there is no strength to do any good illa billah, but by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Where a person must know this thoroughly, that everything is only from Allah Ta'ala. And in that he must annihilate himself. I am nothing whatsoever. Allah is everything. But at the same time, people who study, who go to psychologists and who go for other counseling, etc., there they teach them you must have self-confidence. You must trust yourself. But the truth is that we cannot trust. Nafs is with us. How can we trust ourselves? We cannot trust ourselves. These are the wrong teachings of the psychologists and these people who go for counseling, etc. Hadrat Damat Barakatuhum Jazawumullah Khair has explained it, that a person must not trust himself, he must annihilate himself. But courage Allah has given a person. To save himself, he must use that courage which Allah has given him. Allah has given him strength to save himself from guna. Self-annihilation does not mean that now I can't save myself from guna. I am nothing. I am absolutely nothing. No, we are nothing. But that strength which Allah has given you, your himmat, your courage, you must use that strength of yours. To do good, a person says, I can't go for fajr. I'm too useless. I can't get up from my bed. I can't. Then don't go toilet also. Don't go to work also. If you are so useless, you can't do anything. I can't do anything. But that courage Allah has given me, that strength, that a person must use. He must not become so mayus, so helpless that he can't do. He must realize, I can't do anything, but Allah's help is there. Allah has given me that strength. Ye akhtar usi ka hai, jo aap ka hai. Hadrat says, I am only he is who is yours. In other words, my company are those people who go towards you. There is great consolation also in this. Today, generally in our friends, our families, workplace, wherever we are, people are all of different thoughts. So a person must be very careful which company he chooses. There we have to mix with the people, with our work, with our family. But who must be our friends are those who are the friends of Allah. Those who want to make the islah. Those who are concerned of the akhirat. Those who want to make ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, make only those people your friends. Otherwise, a person will get very, very, he'll be confused also, and he won't know in which direction to go. So much so, so many people ask Hazrat that we go to other ulama's bayans also, we go to other people. Hazrat says, in this path, you must only have one door and hold on that door firmly. Hey, when a person will go, and when we know, people go to different ulama, they start getting confused. But that maulana says like this, this maulana says like this. Then your nafs plays with you. That now find out a middle path and an easy path that will suit me. So this is then, your nafs will become your sheikh. And your nafs will lead you. So have only whoever you feel sincerely in your heart. Two things. One is that this person will take me to Allah Ta'ala. And I've got munasabat with him. My blood group agrees with him also. Then take that person as your guide and follow that person. Now if you're going to ask a masala, yeah, as is our habit. And we're not finding the truth. We're finding what suits us. And we are asking different people and whatever, wherever we can find something. We're just looking for a straw to hang on. Because we want to satisfy our nafs. So whichever Maulana will give us a ruling which will suit us, then we follow him in that. And the proof of this is, even that Maulana we don't follow in all the masalas. Then when something else and we know there his view is different, we go to another Maulana which suits us again. Like for example, if we want to drink coke, for example, we say Jamiatul Ulama, their fatwa is that you can drink coke. And when we want to pay our traffic fines with interest, then we say Majlis Maulana, he says you can pay your fine with interest money. So we are not following any Maulana, we are following our own whims and desires. So a person who is sincere and wants his Islah, they therefore take only one person and see carefully who you choose as your guide and then make him your complete guide. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai. And who is not yours is not ours either. So that person who our heart tells us, this is a person who is Allah wala, and he will take me towards Allah, make that person your guide. and keep the company of that person. Then a person will be guided towards righteousness. Otherwise, either he is going to be confused, or he will be what the Quran says, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Have you not seen that foolish idiot who takes his own desires as his God? He's not following then any Maulana, but he's following his own desires, what he wants. But just to justify it and to cover himself, he says that so and so Maulana said this. And we all know that there are different Maulanas and they got their different views and their different mizaj. So we know which masala to ask which Maulana. For this masala, we go to this Maulana. For that masala, we go to another Maulana. So that is following our nafs and our desires. That is not following deen, and we haven't got in us the desire to follow Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Further in this kitab of the great benefits in all the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hakim Chaughtai, who has written this kitab, further he writes, a ghair Muslim ka waqia, the instance of a non-Muslim. We were discussing with regard that we should use our right hand for all good things, for eating, etc., and left hand for making istinja, for what is dirty work, we should use our left hand. Ek ghair Muslim, ek Muslim doctor ne mujhe ek waqia bataya. He says a Muslim doctor narrated this incident to me. Ek ghair Muslim jiski pindli par chod lagi hui thi aur khoon zakhm se beh raha tha. A non-Muslim who had got hurt on his cuff between the ankle and the knee, that part of the body, and from the saw, the wound that he had got, blood was flowing from there. Ilaaj ke liye mere paas aaya. For treatment he came to me, this Muslim doctor. Maine usse ek bartan mein zakhm dhone ke liye paani diya. I gave him in a utensil some water, whatever antiseptic, whatever he had put in there, to wash that wound of his, the blood. Wo daaye haath se paani lekar usse zakhm saaf karne laga. With his right hand, he started cleaning that wound. Aur bar bar wahi khoon aalood haath bartan mein dalne laga. And that same hand of his, that in which there was the blood of washing the wound, he was returning it and putting back in the utensil all the time. Is amal se paani bilkul ganda ho gaya. By putting that whole, that hand, whatever he was using to wash that wound, he put it back into the utensil again. So this whole water in the utensil, that also became completely dirty. And we also learn from doctors, what is a very important thing, even just the simple practice of putting cream on the legs, on the hands, etc. They advise that you shouldn't always take from the utensil. Because especially if you've got some sores, and now when you're putting cream on your leg, on your hands, so that sores, whatever the pus or whatever, if what is coming out from there, now you are putting it back in the utensil. So you are making that whole utensil also dirty. And you're taking again now that which has got all the pus and that in it, the germs, and that you're putting on the good part of the body also. So you yourself are spreading that whatever you have got your problem. So therefore, you should take out one time and put a little bit everywhere and then just rub that finish. This is a big mistake that we do. Keep on we taking from there. Even for example, we are putting on a wound, zambak, any ointment. So we take again a little, we put it there, again the same finger we put in there without cleaning that finger, and again we put, so the germs we have put into the whole tin of the zambak, whatever we are using. And then we taking that and we spreading it again. Therefore, the correct procedure is, how much you think you are going to use, take out so much, put it, and just put that much. And don't put your fingers back again there. So anyway, he was doing this. Wo paani gira kar, maine usse aur saaf paani diya. I threw away all that water, and I gave him clean water again, for a second time. Aur usse kaha ke zakham par dahne haath se paani daalo. And then I guided him this way, and I told him, on your saw, throw water with your right hand. Or baaye se saaf karo, and clean that saw with your left hand. The right hand is used use it for pouring the water. When we make istinja also, use your jug, etc., and with the right hand pour the water. And clean yourself with the left hand. Zakham bhi jald saaf ho jayega. Your saw will also become quickly clean. Now you're not putting back again the dirty water onto your saw. Aur pani bhi kharab na hoga. And that water won't become dirty also. Instead of putting back your dirt in the water and you're messing all that water, pour that water little and wash with your other hand. Aur usse bataya, and then the doctor say, I told him, Islam ne daaye aur baaye haath ke kaamon ki taqseem mein yahi hikmat rakhi hai. That Islam has kept this great wisdom in dividing the work of the right hand and the left hand. Now that saw, you won't put all the dirt again onto it. The water also won't become dirty. It's like some people when they make istinja also. And you take a utensil. And now you take your hand and you put your hand in that water and you make istinja. You are dirtying all that water. That water is napak. Now how are you going to make paki with napaki? But you pour it with your right hand and you wash with your left hand. Then you will become clean quickly. And even the water that stays over is also clean. If somebody else has used that water, no problem. It's also clean. You haven't touched that water. So what a beautiful, such a basic thing. But our mind don't go this. Common sense is too common. So we want all exclusive things. We don't want common things. But common sense, which is our deen, that we doesn't make sense to us. We don't appreciate it. And what things are exclusive, those things are important to us. Like gold is so unnecessary in our lives that we all cherish. And air, we don't even think of it ever. What a great ni'mat Allah has given us. Water, what a great ni'mat. We don't even think of these ni'mats. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jab tum kapra pehno, ghusl karo ya wuzu karo. When you wear your clothes, you make ghusl or you make wuzu. Any of these things, to daai janib se shuru kya karo. In all these things, start from the right side. This is a great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the light of all this background, we see what great wisdom there is in the sunnah that all good things we should do from the right side. Because these positive rays which are coming, they will affect us accordingly. And if we do it from the wrong side, like people, you eat with the left hand, drink water with the left hand, you wear for your clothes from the left side, your shoes, your clothes, etc., then it has an effect on a person. And no doctor can find the cause of this. Now something is gone wrong in your body. Now what is the natural scapegoat? Jadu. But it isn't jadu. It is a conflict of this rays. So Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where did we ever have this brains that we're going to find this out for ourselves? And that every ummati must go and make research and find out way. But just follow straightforward the sunnah of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll be saved of all these harms and we'll get so great benefits also. Shuru kya karo to daaye janib se, start with the right hand. Siwai taharat waghera ke. Besides when you're making your istinja, etc., washing yourself from your impurities. Jab najasat saaf karni parti hai, when you want to clean yourself from this dirt, then there you use your left hand. From this also we see, and also like facing our legs to the qibla, etc., urinating towards qibla, all these negative rays, they have a great effect on a person and things go wrong in his life. And he just can't seem to understand that where are my problems. And no amil will be able to pick it up and no doctor will be able to pick it up. You can do all the x-ray and test over test, blood tests and x-rays and all types of tests. Nobody will be able to pick it up. These are the things that we have to correct. Har kaam mein daaye haath ke kaam mein lane ki hidayat hai. In all the things which are negative, there we are taught to use our left hand. What are positive things, we use the right hand. We enter our house also carefully, enter with the right leg. And when we leave the house, leave with the left leg. If we do there also opposite, then we start having problems in the house. And then we wonder from where have these problems come. When these negative things come into our house, enter the masjid with the right leg, leave the masjid with the left leg. Any good place, enter it with the good place, enter it with the right leg. toilet we go, don't enter with the right leg. Be careful about these things. These are not small matters. They have a great effect on our lives. Leaving the toilet, don't leave with the right leg. Leave with the left leg. All these things are extremely important. But unfortunately, we regard all this as minor sunnats, as unimportant sunnats. Na'uzu billah. But these are things, and as we can see in the light of this background, that how much it affects a person in various ways. And nobody can help that person then. These are the things that we have to put right. And they are so basic sunnats these. Rafa hajat ke baad paani se taharat karne se qabal. Yeah, I see many times our students, many of them, Allah reward them, they step out with the right leg and they become conscious themselves immediately. They take a step back again and then they step out with the left leg. Like that, if we check ourselves, we will be surprised that how many times we are doing wrong. In various places, how much we are doing wrong. Now, my Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, once told us that he went in the toilet and he entered with the right leg. He became conscious of it. And this is when a person makes zikr regularly and has ta'alluq with Allah and Allah wala. He does make mistakes as a human, but he becomes conscious of it also immediately. He says, I realized and I stepped back again. And then I stepped in with my left leg again. So if we just check ourselves, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that he made bayan on the importance of sunnat. Then while walking home, the thought came to him suddenly, I'm making so much bayan on sunnat, how much sunnats are in my life? He says, for 3 days I monitored myself carefully and checked. And then he said, Alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, I found that I am. We take so many things for granted, these basic things. But if we monitor ourselves, and to monitor ourselves is difficult. Ask somebody else to monitor us. And the wife, and accept her view. Like that we'll say she's negative in everything. But she will be able to monitor us. Ask our young child to monitor us. They will be able to monitor us well. And when they will tell us, most probably many of us will even get angry with them. That they are seeing wrong. I never do a thing wrong. Many of us are so convinced we never do anything wrong. But if they can video us, but that's not permissible, then that we won't be able to deny. Then there we will see that really we are doing so many wrong things. Rafa hajat ke baad paani se taharat karne se qabal. After relieving oneself and before washing ourselves, making istinja, using water and cleaning ourselves, agar kisi saaf sutri khushk cheez, if with some dry thing, clean, dry thing, masalan, kapra, kaagaz, dhela, patthar, wagaira, either some paper, toilet paper, etc., or more better, mud, clod of mud, or even a stone that absorbs water and dirt, not a hard, solid stone, rock that doesn't accept dirt, etc. And all this is written in with great detail in the kitabs of fiqh. With some of those things, mutallika hissa jism poonch liya jaye. If we clean that part of the body first with that, for in our times the most common practical thing is to use some toilet roll and clean ourselves with that first. To a very achhi baat hai, then this will be even more better. Because, inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu mutatahirin. In ye is mubalagha. Those who go, who excessively clean themselves. The ulama have written, it is meant here, those people who not only wash themselves with water, or not only use dhela, the clod of mud, or tissue paper, toilet paper, but who use both. And who do a third thing also, that is, they either walk in whichever way, what is called istibra, they let the last drops of urine also come out. Either by shaking their body a little bit, by taking a little walk, and keeping a piece of tissue paper by one's private part and walking, so whatever last drops are, they also come out. And after that, a person makes istinja. So this Allah loves very greatly. Go sirf pani istimal karne mein bhi koi haraj nahi hai. Though if a person only uses water, also no harm. If he cleans himself, that is sufficient. Magar dono ki istimal se safai achhi hoti hai. But if he does both, he uses some toilet paper as well, more better, a dhela, etc., then this is much better. And after that he uses water, and if he makes istibra also, even more better. Aur yahi behtareen tariqa hai, and this is the best way, jisse Hazrat Rasool Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne bahut pasand farmaya, which Allah's Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved very greatly. And in fact Allah Ta'ala loves this very greatly, those people who cleanse themselves very thoroughly. And it is quite clear also that when a person's paaki will be done properly, then his ibadat will also be accordingly. It will have a direct effect on a person's ibadat also, his tilawat, his zikr, every aspect. How much per person is going to be clean of all these very filthy things, of stool, of urine, which is very, very filthy. Usually we don't realize how filthy, because alhamdulillah, it just comes out of the body, it goes away. But khuda na khasta, if some stool have to remain in the trouser for some time, or urine drops have to remain in the trouser, then we'll realize. Sometimes if a person didn't take his regular shower bath, the sweat also, if he realizes how dirty it is. If a person couldn't cut his nails, forget nails, even his moustache, a person who doesn't keep it, if for some reason 2-3 weeks passed and he couldn't trim his moustache, then he feels it very heavy. The nails also, these are not directly napaki, but that also a person feels. Then urine and stool, how lot filth and dirt. But Allah has given us a way that we, alhamdulillah, we wash it, it goes away, so we don't realize what a great ni'mat it is that we are relieved of this. And just think, that what a great ni'mat, those who haven't got the blessing of Islam and who don't practice on this, and they are all the time in this dirt and filth, therefore for them to accept Islam becomes very hard. Therefore to argue with them, it's not even worth arguing. They can't understand, their mind don't think in that way. The dirt has an effect that you can't even reason with those people. And in most cases, it's not even worthwhile to try and even reason with them. Because that is that dirt and filth which is keeping them away. So how can they understand? Therefore, many ulama, pious people, when they want to give da'wah of Islam, they advise that first tell that person to bath regularly. Tell him to make istinja first. When he will do that for some time, now the effect on his mind will be clear. His heart will be clear. From this we can understand, if we make this paaki, this outward paaki, paaki of the heart, from here we can understand how important that is. But this outward paaki if we do, what a great effect, a person's thinking will become straight. And then if you do paaki of the heart also, which is called tazkiya, then what to say, that person will respond to righteousness so easily. And the right lights, he'd pick them up easily. But if the heart is dirty, then all these right lights also, how can a person pick them up? In this kitab, Hazrat explained some wonderful, academic, intelligent, religious points. Another one that Hazrat explains, Sajda ki taraf jaane ka masnoon tariqa ye hai. When a person, from the standing position after ruku, a person stands up and he's going to sajda, the sunnah tariqa is this, ke kamar ko bilkul seedha rakhe, that his back, he must keep it completely straight. What normally, when we're not trained in this, we start going down, we bend our back and we go down. How a person is going in ruku, like that he goes into sajda also. He bends his back and then he goes into sajda. But what is the correct way? His back must remain straight. Agar thora sa bhi jhuka, to takrare ruku lazim aavega. If he bends a little bit also, then he'll be making a second ruku. Like when we made one ruku and we're going into sajda and we go in the same position into sajda. So actually we're making a second ruku. So this is totally wrong. There's only one ruku in namaz. In every rakah there are two rukus. The du'afa burhe mustafna hai. People who are weak, who got back problems, old people are different. They will be excused. But it's not right. But because they can't help it, that's why they will do that. قال في الشامية وَيَخِرُّ لِلسُّجُودِ قَائِمًا مُسْتَوِيًا. In Shami it is written, when a person bends down for going for sajda, he must remain قَائِمًا مُسْتَوِيًا, straight. His back must remain straight. لا مُنْحَنِيًا, لئلا يزيد ركوعا أخرى. And he must not bend so that it doesn't become a second ruku. Therefore, this is very, very important. We were in Durban by Maulana Yunus Patel, sahab, Damat Barakatuh's place, and Hazrat made Maulana Ayub Surti go on the mimbar and show all the people how to make it properly, how the ruku should be made. See how Maulana will be making it so that we face that same Maulana or this same. Yeah, so that they can see. The back remains straight like this. Do it the wrong way. That's now like this you are going down. So you are making a second ruku like that. Make it again the right way. The back must remain straight. And this is till your knees touch the ground. Till there your back must remain straight. Now you are out of the position of ruku. Now you bend your back and you are going to sajda. Yeah, all understood that? Must he repeat it again? Oh, we have understood. So when we go in ruku, many of us, we put our hands down and we bend down. So we have made a second ruku. And this is wrong in namaz. So there is only one ruku. So the back must remain straight up. If a person got back problems, if he's an old person, no problem. But as far as possible, the back must remain completely straight. Mustn't bend a little bit also. Until the knees have touched the ground, then you go down and you make your sajda. Another point Hazrat explains here, Jahri namaz mein sirran parna. In a namaz that a person has to read loudly, sometimes by mistake, and instead of reading loudly, you're just reading softly. The imam, for example, or you forget, it happens sometimes. Or sirri namaz mein jahran parna. And sometimes in a loud namaz, which you have to read loudly, Fajr, Maghrib, Isha, and by mistake you're reading softly. Opposite you are doing. 30 huruf ke barabar ya 30 se zaid par sajda sahwa wajib hoga. If a person 30 alphabets, more than 30 alphabets, if he has 30 or more, up to 29, then sajda sahwa is not sajda sahwa is not wajib. But if it is 30 or more, then sajda sahwa becomes wajib. Bas 29 huruf tak sajda sahwa wajib nahi hota. Up to 29 letters, sajda-e sahwa does not become wajib. Or 29 huruf, alhamdulillah se ar-Rahman tak hote. And this will happen usually, beginning from alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So Hazrat has explained this, where yeah, a person makes mistake. So if he reads from alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, ar-Rahman, till there, then there are 29 letters. If till then he remembered, and then he starts reading loudly now, or softly now, if he was reading loud in a soft namaz, then agar uske aage ek harf bhi par gaya, and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ar-Rahman, the one letter night has become 30. Now sajda-e sahwa will become wajib. If the from the alif of ar-Rahim, if he starts from there, now sajda-e sahwa will become wajib. Till there, if he has done, then he can carry on reading. Up to that, then sajda-e sahwa will not be compulsory. اور رحمان تک ہوتے اگر اس کے آگے ایک حرف بھی پر گیا تو سجدہ سہوہ واجب ہوگا. So this is that in a namaz that we have to read loudly, if a person reads softly and he remembered till before he completed الرحمن الحمدللہ رب العالمین الرحمن, till day he remembered, he carried on, no سجدہ سہوہ. But he did not remember then and he started then it's 30. Then from there then sajda-e sahwa will become wajib on that person. Ilm par amal na karne wala bil ijma jahil hai. A person who does not practice upon his knowledge by consensus, that person is a jahil, is not an alim. Though he might have certificates from 10 darul ulums. And he has got khususi sanads also from different ulama of hadith. But if he doesn't, and by not practicing means generally. Now nobody is perfect. There are weaknesses in every person. But generally, that we say this person, no namaz also in his life. He's not making namaz, no beard also. Everything of his outwardly you can see that is what is that person who does not practice. That person is not an alim, he's a jahil. No matter what certificates he might have. Qala Qatada, Imam Qatada rahmatullah alayhi says, أجمع أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل من أصلى فهو جاهل. That the Sahaba, this was the consensus of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that when a person lives a life of disobedience of Allah ta'ala, then that person is a jahil. No matter how much knowledge of words he has got, but he does not practice it, that person is a jahil. We also will say, if a person, there's a hot pot, kettle, cup, and he goes and catches it, don't you know it's hot? If he knows, but he's catching it, what we say, don't you? That means you don't know. You know, but you don't know. How can you do that? If a person, which won't just happen, but a person is playing with a poisonous snake, we'll say, don't you know how dangerous is it? We use the words, don't you know? And a person knows snakes are poisonous, not all snakes, but this snake here is a poisonous snake. Don't you know the snake is so poisonous? So though you know, and if you don't practice, that means you don't know. You're a jahil. Last week we read in this kitab of Hazrat Ruh ki bimariya aur inka ilaj, that the ayat of the Quran, Hazrat Meek explained it, inna mastazallahumu shaytan bi ba'di ma kasabu, that shaytan misguides a person. And when does shaytan get that opportunity? When we have done something wrong before that. We opened the door, we did not lock our doors, then shaytan has got the opportunity. Most of our robberies, thefts also, are because of our own negligence. Most of them, because in the house today, very commonly, what money matters, we don't worry. Forget the people working in the house. We don't hide it from them also, from our own children also. And children as such, if they just see a whole lot of coins even, for them it's a lot of money. And they speak very easily with the workers. And they'll say, today, my mummy, my daddy has got lot of money, just because they saw some lot of coins. And lot of coins for small children are just 5 rand coins also, 2 rand coins, and they'll say it's a lot of money. So those people also, they think they got a lot of money. So it is a lot to do with our negligence. So in the same way, when we are negligent, shaitan gets the better of us. Then he makes us commit big, big gunas. And in that, likely we had mentioned Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Ali. What a great Sheikh. But when he just let his guard off a little bit. And just because he saw the Christian people, the Jewish people, other people, idol worshippers, and just this thought came into him, that these people, what are they? They look at them, and the evil of the sin is right in its place. But the evil of the sinner is haram. When you see somebody committing a sin, don't look down on that person. It is haram to look down upon him. Look down upon the sin. To look down upon the sin is correct. But to look down upon the sinner, that is haram. Even if he's a kafir, even if he's a non-Muslim. And today so much we criticize people, our own people, within family circles also. And we criticize the person, not the wrong that he's doing. And when we do that, that is dangerous. Sheikh Abdullah Andalusi rahmatullah alayh, he fell into this little bit in front. Now shaitan, inna mastazallahumu shaitan bi ba'di ma kasabu. Now he saw a Christian girl, and the love of that girl came into his heart. Though he was a sheikh of great, great thousands of murids, and great, great murids, not ordinary, great, great ulama and pious people, but there iman left his heart. He told his murids that what was in my heart is gone out of my heart now. And then he wanted to marry that girl. For that they made a condition, he must become a Christian. And to prove that he's a Christian, he must go and look after the pigs. He did all that for a whole year, he did it. What was all this? When one mistake. When we also, one mistake we do, then we fall into another big mistake. And then we realize, now I'm in a big mistake. But how did that come? When a previous mistake, when we didn't lock the door and the crooks came in. Now we're facing the crooks. But we didn't lock the door. We didn't take our precautions. So shaitan also gets the better of a person when he lets lose his guard. And he does not take his precautions. In front, Hazrat Damat Barakatu explains, Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim Adham Rahmatullah Ali, ek raat tawaf kar rahe the. Hazrat Sultan Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh one night was making tawaf. Aur kathrat se ye dua kar rahe the. And he was reading this dua in abundance in his tawaf. In tawaf sometimes a person just mind, his heart goes on one dua and whole tawaf he reads the same dua. Allahumma asimni min al-dhunub. Oh Allah, save me, make me ma'asoom, protect me completely from all sins. I must not commit any sin whatsoever. A good desire, and he was making this dua, and who was it? Ibrahim ibn Adham. And where? Kaaba Sharif in Tawaf. فَسَمِعَ هَاتِفًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ. Then he heard a sound coming from his heart. يَقُول, and that sound said, Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, أَنْتَ تَسْأَلُهُ عَلْعِسْمَةِ. You are asking Allah Ta'ala for ismat. That means one is hifazat and one is ismat. Ismat, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam have got ismat that even if they want to, they won't even have the desire of sin. But even if they have to have, Allah will protect them, they won't commit the sin. They won't even have the desire of committing a sin. That is Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. The rest of the people, Allah gives them hifazat. That Allah protects them. The desire, they might even go towards sin, but Allah will give them hifazat from sin and ismat of sin. That means you can't commit the sin. Even if you want to, you can't commit it. So that is for Anbiya alayhimus salam. So he was asking Allah Ta'ala for ismat, that he must have not even have the desire, which is also in a sense a good thing. But anyway, he was asking it. وَكُلُّ عِبَادُهُ يَسْأَلُونَهُ الْعِسْمَةِ. And all of Allah's servants, all righteous people also want, Oh Allah, protect us from sin. Oh Allah, let us not commit any sin. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum also teaches, don't even ask for ismat. That means you don't even have the desire. Oh Allah, take out from me the desire of sin. The desire of sin is the fuel. Without fuel, your car cannot move. But just now, use that fuel in the right way. Don't act on that sin. If a person doesn't have any desire of sin, he won't become a wali of Allah also. Like farishtas don't have any desire of sin. A nabi of Allah, we don't call him a wali of Allah. He is a nabi. He is ma'asum of sin. Wali is that person who has got desire. And desire, many of us, we get very worried of our bad, bad desires. And sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum should also get such wasawis that they wanted to even commit suicide. And they told Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, we get such evil and bad thoughts, which we can't even bring on our tongues. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاكَ سَرِيحُ iman. That is the proof of your iman. For example, a kafir, he gets bad thoughts, he's not worried about Allah Ta'ala, an atheist, that Allah does not exist. Is he worried? Does he go and tells, I'm so worried that these bad thoughts have come to me, that there's no life in the qabr. They prove it, in fact. They want to go out of their way to prove it. They will go out of their way to prove that they are born from monkeys. And when they die, they will be nothing. So they don't have any worry. Who gets this worry? A person, and to the extent of a person's iman, this worries a person more. That how can I get this bad thoughts? What terrible thoughts? That is proof he's got iman. That is why he is worried. So all ask Allah Ta'ala for this ismat. So Allah Ta'ala, this voice came and said, فَإِذَا أَعْصَمُكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَتَفَضَّلُ وَعَلَىٰ مَنْ يَتَكَرَّمُ. And if Allah is to grant this ismat, then who is Allah going to now show His fazl? And who is Allah going to show His honor and grace of making maaf? Allah says, Allahumma innaka afuwan, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is an embodiment of forgiveness. Tuhibbul afwa, Allah loves to forgive. So if nobody commits sin, how is Allah going to do what He loves to do? Allah loves to forgive. So don't worry about that. And also, Hazrat explains in other places that Allah Ta'ala says that Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin. Allah loves, and the object of this is, achha, it's coming in front, we'll just explain it there. Another instance, اسی نو کی حکایت ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علی نے لکھی ہے. Similar type of instance, ملا علی قاری رحمت اللہ علی is written کہ امام غزالی رحمت اللہ علی کے استاد علامہ ابو اسحاق اسفرانی رحمت اللہ علی, that the استاد of امام غزالی رحمت اللہ علی, امام ابو علامہ ابو اسحاق اسفرانی رحمت اللہ علی, the استاد of امام غزالی, جو بڑے علماء کبار سے اور راسخین فی العلم سے تھے, was of the great, great ulama and very drunk deep in the vessel of knowledge. Unhone kaha ke maine Haq Taala shanu se 30 saal tak dua mangi. He says, for 30 years I was making this dua to Allah Ta'ala, ke humko tawbah nasuh ata farma dijiye. Ke Allah grant me tawbatan nasuha, which means such a tawbah after which you do not commit any sin again. Bas meri dua 30 saal guzarne tak jab qabool na hui. 30 years but this dua of mine, he says, was not accepted. Here and there I felt in faults, little, whatever, this mistake I made, that mistake, small mistakes, here, there, I kept on making. And for 30 years, and I'm asking Allah for 30 years, to mujhe dil mein ta'ajjub hua. Then I thought, I was astonished in my heart, ke wo arhamur rahimin dua kyu qabool nahi farmate. That Allah Ta'ala is the most merciful, Allah readily accepts duas, why is this dua of mine, why is Allah not accepting this dua of mine? بس میں نے خواب میں ایک آواز غیبی سنی. In my sleep, I heard a voice which would have, I could not see the person, but just the voice I heard. کہ کوئی کہہ رہا ہے, somebody was saying, کہ تجھے تعجب ہے کہ اب تک دعا کیوں نہیں قبول ہوئی. Are you surprised, astonished that your dua hasn't still been accepted? آخر تیرے اس سوال کا حاصل تو یہی ہے. After all, what is the reason? Why do you want to be saved from guna? What is your object? What is the result of being saved from guna? Taaki to Allah Ta'ala ka mehboob ho jaye. You want to be the beloved of Allah. Then you don't want to displease Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, you want to be saved from sin. So your object is not really to be saved from sin. Your object is to be the beloved of Allah. The means of it is that you save yourself from sin, but your object is that you want to be the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Or tune nahi suna, have you not heard? Ke Haq Ta'ala irshad farmate, ke Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. That Allah loves those people who make tawbah. And who will make tawbah? Who have committed sin, who realize. Then you want to be the beloved. So when you'll make tawbah, you'll be the beloved of Allah. So all what it is, try your best not to commit a sin. Don't go and now openly go and commit sin. Try your best not to. But you are a human being and you will falter, you will make mistakes. And if there are no other faults, if one person wrote to Hadrat that Alhamdulillah I don't commit any sin. Hadrat said, this is the biggest sin, that you don't realize that you don't commit sin. If a person is ill and he doesn't realize he's ill, and that I haven't got any bad, I don't become angry, I haven't got jealousy in me, I haven't got hatred in me, anything like that. Hadrat say, there is the biggest sin you have got, that you are so blind you can't even see your own sins. Every person, and even the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam used to make tawbah, what? That if a person, if there is no other sin, then also his namaz is not up to the level of Allah's requirements. Whatever ibadat he makes, whatever he does, where can any person come to Allah's level and make his ibadat according to that level? So there his weaknesses are. So a person is always a sinner. He's always he has got weakness in him. So much so that one great buzurg, Allah Ta'ala asked him that, what did you bring for me? And he thought, I can't present namaz, there'll be weaknesses. I can't present roza, all my other ibadat, everything. Let me present tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Allah Ta'ala asked him, have you forgotten the night of the milk? That was a night when he drank milk. In the morning his stomach pained and he said, it's because of the milk I drank last night. Whereas whatever happens, happens only by the command and will of Allah Ta'ala. As far as sabab is concerned, if a person says it with that in mind, then it's all right. But this also Allah did not like of this person, with that level of iman. So Allah did not want him to ascribe anything to anyone besides Allah. So even our tawheed, what are we going to present to Allah Ta'ala? So the right thing of a person is to make tawbah, istighfar all the time. And you want to become a beloved, Hazrat explains in another place, that if you want to buy an air ticket, for example, anywhere else, and at a big window where the counter, there is a big rush. Next to it there is another small window. So you want your ticket. You don't need to go by the smart counter. If somebody is giving you the ticket from another small county, go and take it from there. You need your ticket. You get your ticket. So by staying park and not committing any sin, you're getting your ticket of Jannat. So that is by the big counter, the smart counter. And maybe there's a smart lady also. But you want your ticket of Jannat. If somebody else is selling it on the other side, go and buy it from him. Then that other small counter is the one where you commit guna also, but you make tawbah. From there also you will get your ticket of not only of Jannat, but being of the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So you want to be the beloved of Allah. So when try not to commit your sin, use your utmost courage not to commit sin. But you are human, you are going to falter. When you do that, make tawbah and you'll become the beloved of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. How easy, isn't it? And those who do save themselves from sin, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Those who go the extra mile, the extra length, that no matter what happens, I can die, but I'm not going to commit a sin. Hadrat explains over and over, what is sin? It is the enjoyment of the nafs. That is all what sin is. Whatever sin a person commits, it's your nafs wants that enjoyment, to get that enjoyment. And when you're giving your nafs that enjoyment, then you are not pleasing Allah. You are pleasing your nafs. So don't please your nafs. Please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Deny your nafs that enjoyment. And remember, the creator and controller of your nafs, your life that is also Allah ta'ala. So when you do it to please Allah, Allah will give you more life. You think, if I don't commit this sin, I'll die now. This will happen to me, that will happen to me, my life will come to an end. Life will become stale and boring and a very lousy my life will become. No, it won't. Allah will give you such enjoyment which you could never dream of before also. Which in that sense there isn't that enjoyment. Allah will give, when you made Allah happy, Allah, what is Allah short of? Allah will give you that enjoyment which you cannot imagine. But nafs makes us a stupid fool. And tells us, if you don't give me my enjoyment, your life will become so boring. You don't talk with women, you don't listen to music, you don't look at all filthy things. What enjoyment you going to get? You only want to do halal business, no haram business. What you going to enjoy? Nafs is just making a fool out of ourselves. And we become fools also. And we don't listen to Allah. That is the biggest proof that what big fools we become. That our nafs, we make it our God, and we listen to our nafs, and we please our nafs, and we don't want to please Allah Ta'ala. In the next, Hadrat explains, Tawfiq ki ta'arif. What is Tawfiq? Many people say, I must get Tawfiq. We all say, make dua, Allah must give me Tawfiq of doing this, doing that. What is Tawfiq? Tawfiq kya cheez hai? What is Tawfiq? And Tawfiq ki ta'arif, Maulana Izaz Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Ustad Fiqh wa Adab Darul Ulum Deoband ne teen tarah se bayan farmayi hai. And this is also Hazrat's kamal. Where is Hazrat? Where is Maulana Izaz Ali? And where is his kitab? How Hazrat took it out from there? And what a beautiful explanation Hazrat Maulana Izaz Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave of Tawfiq. What is it? The first, Tawjihul Asbab Nahwal Matloob Il Khair. That Allah gives you, Allah brings all the means. You want to do something good, Allah gives you the means to do that good. For example, you want to go for Hajj. Now you got accreditation, you got your passport, you're getting your visas. Everything is just falling in place. This is Tawfiq. You want to go for namaz, you got an alarm clock, you got your motor car if the masjid is far, you got petrol in your car. This is Tawfiq. Masjid is near, you got your legs to walk on, you can go to, there is water for wuzu, there is the masjid, the imam is there is water, there is lights, there are fans, everything is there. That is tawfiq. That is one meaning of tawfiq. Whatever you want to do, tawjihul asbab, that Allah Ta'ala, he puts the means, he makes all the means, he makes them possible for you, nahwal matloobil khair. That good that you wanted to do, Allah made all the means for it. That is what is called tawfiq. So if a person, for example, you want to read Quran Sharif, you say, I haven't got tawfiq. There is water, you can make wuzu, your Quran Sharif is there, your eyes you can see, there is light. Now what you got tawfiq, that is tawfiq. All the means for what you want to do, everything is there, that is tawfiq. You want to go in Jamaat, all the means are there. And you say, I haven't got tawfiq. No, you're not using it. Tawfiq Allah gave you, but you're not using it. You're not coming for Jamaat Namaz. Now you're not using the tawfiq. Allah gave you the tawfiq. You're not using it. The second meaning, tasheel tariqul khair wa tasdeed tariqul shar. Allah makes the path of righteousness easy for you. And Allah makes the path of wrong hard for you. You want to go to the masjid. Now you are a bit lazy. You didn't want to go. Somebody phoned you. I'm owing you 500 rand. Inshallah, I'll meet you. I'll give you your 500 rand. Now if all your tiredness is gone. And you thought, today I'm very, very tired. I'm just making namaz awwal time and I'm getting in bed. The minute he told you, I'm giving you 500 rand for Isha, I'll meet you there. Now Allah made that path easy for you. And tasdeed, tariqul shar. And Allah closes the way for doing wrong. You wanted to go to the casino, you wanted to go to some other bad place, and now you went, your car is punctured. And your spare wheel also punctured. Now what you do? Now you can't go. Allah closed that. That is also tawfiq. That for your good things, Allah opens the ways for you. Makes it easy for you. That is now Allah gave you tawfiq. And the wrong you wanted to do, Allah closed the ways for you. And you didn't get wrong you wanted to do, Allah closed it. Third, khalqul qudrati ala ta'ah. Allah Ta'ala creates the strength of in you to do the good you want to do. That power and strength which you have got in you, which Allah creates in you, He gives you that strength now to do the good you want to do. Like for example, you want to make namaz, Allah gave you the strength to make namaz, you got tawfiq, make your namaz, Allah gave you the strength. You want to make tilawat, Allah gave you the strength. You want to take out your zakat, your money is there, and the recipients of zakat are more than enough. But now you're not thinking, you say, I haven't got tawfiq. No, Allah gave you the tawfiq, you're not using that tawfiq. So this is the meaning of tawfiq. Three very, very beautiful in the meanings. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says, especially for the ulama that learn this and learn it with the Arabic. Hazrat makes lot of du'as for those ulama who learn this and with the Arabic, because people get more impressed. And not to impress you with your thing, but that they get impressed with deen. And they make amal on deen. Then learn this and learn the Arabic of it also and explain to people, because people get much more influence when they hear the Arabic. And what a beautiful explanation of tawfiq here. Allah tabaraka ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Inshallah.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم دن میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل ہر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر میں خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 الله. هل تمنى دن سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا اب تو آ جا اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. اللہ 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 اللہ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام, تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها, أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك, وأتمم علينا نعمتك, وأسبغ علينا من فضلك, جعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اے اللہ, ہم گنہ گار ہیں, سیاہ کار ہیں, خطا کار ہیں, مجرم ہیں, گندے ہیں, لیکن یا اللہ تیرے بندے تو تیرے ہیں. اللہ اگر آپ نظر کرم ہم سے ہٹا دیے تو ہم گندے جائیں کہاں, ہم گندے جائیں کہاں, ہم گندے جائیں کہاں. تیرے در کے سوا کوئی در نہیں, تیرے سوا کوئی ہمارا نہیں. اے اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ ہم سب کے گناہوں کو درگزر فرما دے. اے اللہ ہم کو اولیاء صدیقین صالحین کے آخری سرحد تک پہنچا دے. اے اللہ ہم سب کو اللہ والا بنا دے, اللہ والا بنا دے. اے اللہ ہم سب کو اللہ والا بنا دے, ہمارے سارے بیوی بچے خاندان رشتہ داروں کو اللہ والا بنا دے, سارے دنیا والوں کو اللہ والا بنا دے. اے اللہ ہم کو حب الہی حب رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ زندگی میں تیری اطاعت کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ ہم کو دین کی خدمت کے لیے قبول فرما دے. اے اللہ ہمارے شیخ کی زندگی میں برکت نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ ان کے سایہ ہم پر دیر تک نصیب فرما دے. اے اللہ بہت خطا کیے ہیں, بہت گناہ کیے ہیں, ہم سب کو معاف فرما دے. اے اللہ ہمارے سارے اعمال کو قبول فرما دے. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم, وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد واله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون, سلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله.